In the midst of a lot of bad news headlines, quite frankly, in the last few months, it's these headlines of collaboration and coming together as communities that really, I think, tell a better story of Connecticut and just where our heart is. So there's a collaboration with the United Way of Connecticut and local lawmakers to help make sure that Connecticut families are not food insecure. It's called the Emergency Grocery Assistance Fund. And joining us now to talk more about this is Eric Harrison, president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. Eric, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Eric, tell us a little bit more about this Emergency Grocery Assistance Fund.
Yeah, so this is actually a partnership that's led by a couple of state representatives that came to us, Representatives Foster and Leeper, and basically just saying, you know, what can we do in turn? This actually happened when the federal shutdown occurred. And so we were looking at how can we assist individuals because of, you know, disruptions to SNAP benefits. And so basically it's just a statewide initiative where we're raising funds. We have several funders who've joined the effort, including Big Y, Stop and Shop, Walmart, Eversource, a few of those. But they've given donations, and we've also had individual donations from local philanthropists that basically provide grocery store gift cards to individuals throughout the state.
This is really neat. Now, you said that you started this collaborative effort during the shutdown, or was this happening prior to what had gone on this fall?
Yeah, it was during the shutdown because of the disruption to SNAP benefits. And so it was something that we thought that could, you know, lessen the impact to individuals that were struggling to get by.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, Eric, even though the shutdown is over again, you know, certainly we saw a heightened need for help with food insecurity in our state because of SNAP benefits. Yep. But there are so many people who don't even qualify for SNAP, but are considered food insecure.
Yeah, we've got 40% of individuals in our state who are struggling to get by. So that means that, you know, they're just one paycheck away from falling into a really, really big disaster with themselves personally, falling into homelessness. That's something we don't want to, you know, see happen. A car repair, right, can, certainly impact someone in a very big way. So, you know, it's an effort, you know, it is, but it's something that, you know, it's not going to completely, you know, solve that 40% challenge, but it's something we feel that we can do at this time.
Is it something, Eric, that can continue? So I don't know if this was just sort of a fund that it's a one-time thing, or if this is going to be a continuous collaboration.
Yes, it certainly can. I think, you know, these are the type of collaborations we want to be doing. My United Way, you know, we serve 56 townships in the greater Hartford area, but this is a collaborative that's statewide. So we want to be doing things that have impact across the state. And so I think that this was something that, you know, when we presented it to all the local United Ways throughout Connecticut, they said, absolutely, we want to be a part of this.
So if somebody is considered food insecure today,
mm-hmm.
but maybe is not even a SNAP benefit family, but they don't know where their next meal is coming from, even if it's not every single day, but it's 3-4 days out of the week. How do they benefit from this fund?
So this fund in particular, because we have to have a formula that's equitable,
sure,
to all the different communities across the state.
Mm-hmm.
So we do look at the SNAP eligibility by community. But the individual does not have to, you know, have a certain qualification, but we just use that as a methodology of, okay, well, how much do we distribute to one town over another town? You know, so some towns are smaller than others. But we also have, in our community, we also have a rapid response fund that has absolutely no criteria. You don't have to qualify for that other than the individual town will just say, take it by a case-by-case basis. But certainly someone who is, you know, working full-time and has, doing fine, you know, I guess employment wise, if they're struggling to get by and you know, just kind of having a hardship that particular month, they can receive funding from the Rapid Response Fund.
And actually, I'm glad that you brought that up. But really quickly, for people who want more information about the Grocery Assistance Fund, we're going to put a link,
yep,
to our website, voiceofct.com.
Okay.
I'm going to put it with,
great,
your podcast, Eric, because I know it's on the United Way website with a specific spot that people can go to. So don't worry.
Yep.
I'll link that for you. I got you with that.
Okay.
One. Don't worry.
Okay.
I do, while I have you here, again, Eric Harrison, who is the president and CEO of United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. There was a big announcement earlier this month in regards to, you had mentioned it before, United Way's Rapid Response Fund. This is housing assistance, correct?
Yeah, so it's what we call it diversion funding. So it's essentially just cash assistance that individuals could get through their local town that does not let them fall into homelessness. Like I mentioned before, you could be one paycheck away, you know, from not being able to pay your rent that month, or you could have an issue with your car, or you could have a health issue, you know, a big dental bill, you know, any sort of thing that kind of life brings you. We want to help individuals out because we want to keep them housed. You know, that's the ultimate goal. We do not want people to fall into the shelter system, because once someone falls in the shelter system, it's increasingly hard to get them back housed again.
And my understanding was with this fund in particular, the Rapid Response, that is for the 860 region, people with the 860 code, right? So you're talking Hartford County, I'd imagine. That area of Connecticut.
Yeah, it's basically all of Hartford County, the New Britain area, and then all of the quiet corner to the northeast.
Okay. Do you know if this is going to expand to the lower part of the state at some point?
There's actually already an initiative. There are a couple of different initiatives with our partner United Way at Coastal Western Connecticut that covers Fairfield County, but they do have several initiatives and funds through their particular cash assistance program. So they have a Share the Table program, which is essentially similar to the Rapid Response for food insecurity. And that's a neighbor-to-neighbor effort, and it raises dollars, collects food for families. And then there's also different initiatives that they have in terms of hosting a food drive, making a financial gift to help families. But they do have a very similar cash assistance program down in Fairfield County in the south.
I think it's incredible what United Way does. And if you were listening to our show last week, we actually did a separate United Way story on giving more funding to the 211 info line. I mean, to me, every time I have United Way on, I don't know if people realize just how expansive the work is that you guys do. And so I thank you so much, Eric Harrison, and your entire team for what you do. And thank you for these updates. Again, we'll link them to our website for people to get more information.
Yeah, and I appreciate just the opportunity to get out information, right? Because people don't know that resources are necessarily available to them.
Agreed.
There are resources and there are people that care.
I agree. Absolutely. Eric Harrison, thank you so much for caring, and thank you for taking the time to come on WACC. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Melissa.